For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest last week on the Cultural Baggage Show was Canadian Senator Larry Campbell.
I started in 1969 in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I served on Drug Squad there. I left them in 1981 and became the Vancouver Coroner. In 1996, I became the chief coroner for the province of British Columbia. In 2002, I ran for mayor of Vancouver and was elected. And in 2005, I was appointed to the Canadian Senate.
While he was mayor, Senator Campbell helped to implement the four pillars approach to drug policy in the city of Vancouver.
The four pillars is a way of looking at drug addiction from the point of view of how do we go about combating it. And the four pillars are, in fact, law enforcement. So we recognize that enforcement has to be a part of it. Harm reduction, treatment, and prevention. And the harm reduction end of it, as a result of the work of Philip Owen, my predecessor, and then my counsel, we opened up the first supervised injection site in North America here in Vancouver. We initially started off because we had such a situation of social discourse. We initially started off with enforcement, and we've since moved of treatment coming into place here. We can never seem to get enough of that. And I think probably the most important pillar is prevention, of actually going out and talking to people, not just young people, but all people, and explaining to them the pharmacological properties of drugs. Instead of just, you know, immediately saying that these are terrible, what are they? What do they do? What are the harms that can be caused? What are the benefits in some cases that can be realized?
I also asked Senator Campbell of his opinion about a recent statement made by Maria Costa, who heads up the UN Office on Drug Control. Mr. Costa had said that marijuana is every bit the threat of heroin and methamphetamine.
Well, I had the opportunity to listen to Mr. Costa speak just after he was appointed. And quite frankly, I'm not very impressed with him. At that time, he was talking about putting marijuana oil on pasta. And when questioned about it, I think, in fact, what he was referring to was hemp oil, which, of course, has nothing to do with cannabis sativa. And his statements, I just don't believe are legitimate. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. But it doesn't surprise me because he's the U.S. choice.
You can hear this full interview at drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.